Veni Sancte Spiritus, 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 Veni Sancte Spiritus.
16th of April 2020. Hymn to the Holy Trinity. Today to God, the Holy Spirit. As the teaching of the Church let us know, it is the Holy Spirit who proceeds from the Father and Son, who leads us into all truth. It is precisely at times of disorientation to the highest circles of the Church that we are called to pay special attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We need to become very familiar with him so that we can distinguish him from the tangle of voices that surrounds us today. We can get to know the Holy Spirit as he enlightens the apostles and is present in the history of the Church. But it is also important to experience him in our personal prayer life and to maintain a very intimate communion with him. The Holy Spirit will teach us to discern error from the truth, ideology from the instruction of God. He can also teach us to discover in the error the core of truth that has been falsified by error and to expose it. At the same time, the Holy Spirit will clearly point out the incompatibility of truth and error to protect us from wrongdoing. "Where shall we go? You have words of eternal life," said an enlightened Peter to the Lord. Today some believers ask, "Where shall we go?" because they often do not receive instructions from their shepherds. The answer would be, go to the Holy Spirit. He will teach you if you ask him. He is our consolator. If we get to know him well, we'll be able to distinguish which voices come from him and which do not. Then we listen to those shepherds who listen to him themselves and close our ears to those voices that do not agree with his wisdom. Do not be afraid. God does not leave his flock alone when appointed shepherds go astray. Then the Holy Spirit will seek other ways to comfort us. But he will never leave us unless we turn away from him. So today we conclude the hymn to the Holy Trinity with a prayer to the Holy Spirit, and we urge him to give us his guidance so that we can resist all error and live in truth. In order to intensify this request, at the end we invoke the intercession of the Virgin Mary, Mother of God. Now the prayer. Just as we praise the Father and the Son, so we praise you, Holy Spirit, love of the Father and the Son. In the beginning, you hovered the waters, and you transformed chaos into order. And when the time was fulfilled, you descended upon the womb of the Blessed Virgin, from whom Christ the Lord was born to us. At all times you filled him with your spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord, and you remained with him to share all his labors. When our Lord ascended to heaven, you were sent by the Father and the Son upon the disciples and apostles, enlightening and strengthening them. In your light they were able to recognize the saving words of God and to interpret the scriptures. In your strength, they bore witness to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you yourself are the witness. You convict the world of sin and reveal justice and judgment. pouring yourself out into our hearts, you cry, Abba, dear Father, and pray for us with ineffable groans. For you are the Holy One, the light in our darkness, the truth in our hearts. You showed yourself secretly in the messages of the seers. You clearly shone in the testimony of the prophets. But now, at the end of time, you have been poured out upon all men so that they may recognize Christ, the Lord. Thus, you carry out the work of the Father and the Son and transform us according to the image of God. How can we ever thank you, O beloved Holy Spirit, for your love and your infinite mercy? Therefore we adore you with all the angels and saints, and we glorify your exalted name with all those who seek you, honor you, and listen to you. We pray for our deceased brothers and sisters who are in need of purification, for those who do not know you, who live in confusion and misdirection, and especially for those who keep their hearts closed to you. Because you are holy, you are holy, you are holy. After having sung the praises of the Most Holy Trinity, we praise you, Mother of God, Daughter of the Father, Mother of the Son and Spouse of the Holy Spirit. And we invoke your powerful intercession, so that we may worthily venerate the Most Holy Trinity and fulfill God's holy will at all times.
Today's communion verse tells us about the miracle of the day of Pentecost. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to tell the mighty works of God.
Factus est repente de celo.